We begin with a focus on the tense border between Russia and eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian leaders began peace talks this week, hoping to restore national unity. But the pro-Russian separatists of eastern Ukraine weren't invited to the table. And many regional leaders in Ukraine are uncertain that the talks will end up healing the divides inside a nation with a fragile new government and plans to hold national elections on May 25th, just 10 days from now. Yesterday, at an exclusive briefing in Midtown Manhattan's Core Club screening room, Yuri Sergeyev, who's the Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations, and a group of invited guests gathered to discuss the situation. The ambassador agreed to an interview and took questions. He said his government would be willing to talk to the separatists if they agreed to lay down their weapons. In very candid terms, the ambassador laid out his fears about the aspirations of Russia in the crisis and his confidence in Ukraine's ability to hold free and fair elections even in the tumultuous East.
We have 25 regions. Elections should be in all of them. But according to the constitutions and the law on the elections, they should be no less in the 50%+ of the regions. So it means if we manage to have in majority of these regions elections, so they will be accepted by Europe. The Central Electoral Commission stated that they are ready with the polling stations in all 23 regions, 100%. In two rebelling regions, in Donetsk, they have only, for time being, 40% prepared polling stations. And in Lugansk, they have a half of the polling stations prepared. The local governors, they stated that in Donetsk, they can't organize election process only in one town of Slavyansk, where separatists are strong. So if we manage to have broadly, with some exceptions in some of the towns in the eastern, we could have. We have 20 candidates. Some of them, they are from that regions. So it means that people have a right to express their will, whom they want. Naturally, the different bodies organizing the public opinion surveys, so what they are bringing to our knowledge. The radicals from the right, from the left, they are not supported. This is what Russia kept and keeps saying, that look, the right-wing fascists will come, but the right-wing parties, they have less than 1% now. So they are not supported, even in the regions where they have majority in the local councils. So if we organize the exit polls, if we have the amount of the international observers who already signed to be from only from the OSCE countries, 500 to come, we could organize the fair and transparent elections.
If I could ask you about one more charge from the Russians. It was reported by a leader of the United Russia Party, close associate of Vladimir Putin's, that it is only the West that wants a Eastern Ukraine-Russian war. What's your response to that?
Well, so I am not a psychiatrist. The idea of Putin is of maniac idea. Maniac idea. And so he is moving strongly within this idea. That's why it's very difficult to speak. On one hand, they want to retain the role of the world power. They are not the world power because of the economic weakness. That's why they are threatening the world. Threatening the world, they are trying to use their old reserves to use like Syria. Well, they forced Syria to follow what they invented for Syria. They brought others to negotiate together around the Syria. Twice Russia reacted in the very strange and non-peaceful way in as to the Syria. And the world partners recognize that. That's why if the world players are capable to predict the next step of Putin, it could create the global control of what he's doing. But at least isolation for him is painful because he performed himself as one of the big leaders to be in the G7, G8 then. And then he was gently thrown out and he became nervous about that. So this is a kind of preventive steps to stop his maniacal idea to develop.
Just to clarify, the position of the Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations is that Vladimir Putin is a maniac?
His position, what he is doing, makes to treat him as he has a serious disease.
So how would you advise President Barack Obama to confront someone who is, in your view, mentally unstable?
So accept the sick person as a sick person, either to treat him or to do something, isolate from the normal people. Isolation arrived. The global isolation arrived. He has in his company the same people from the same treatment house. Well, he has Sudan. He has Syria. Syria supported the first the annexation of Crimea. He has Zimbabwe, big world leader, with same behavior in Africa. So this is the surroundings of him, of the same people, of the same mentality. They are not sharing the human values. That's why they are to be treated as inhuman. Well, and to make the preventive steps and to stop him through the economic sanctions. Well, this is what started, but still is not so efficient to stop totally and to come back. This is a good treatment. They now they are looking the way out from the problems they appeared, because some of them they lost their assets in Europe, their families lost the privilege to study in the universities and schools, so. These small remedies, small medicine could be helpful.
Yuri Sergeyev is the Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations. You can check out some pictures of the event in Midtown Manhattan at thetakeaway.org. This is The Takeaway.